Dallas, you must have felt good about that third period when you went up and you guys looked like you were playing a pretty solid game.
Yeah, I thought we played a textbook road game. We settled in into a building that is extremely loud and volatile. We settled in the game, and I thought we played a mature game, a mature road game. I thought we showed some growth from how we've played as of late, and I believe if we can bring that game every night, we're gonna win a lot of hockey games. We had chances. More concerned with our guys being snake bit a little bit right now. You know, we hit a post at the 10-minute mark, the 9-minute mark, and then their goalie made an unbelievable save at about the 6-minute mark, and that game's over if just one of those go in. So it's extremely frustrating not to get the win, but at the same time it's encouraging with the how I thought we played a very mature game here on the road.
Bufflin's a pretty big load on that tying goal. It looked like you made a really good play on the tip. The shot looked like it was one.
Yeah, it's hard. You can't move that guy. Like, it's impossible. And then when he gets position, it's sometimes hard to get a stick. And those tip goals are tough to defend. You're looking for a block out top. I thought we had good coverage right across the board. The only thing we maybe do better is try to get his stick, but the way his body is, it's tough to get on the other side of him.
You talked about this game being both encouraging and frustrating, a lot of frustration in the room. How do you get your players to walk away feeling encouraged by this? Because I'm sure staying frustrated doesn't help.
Well, no, it'll kill you. And what we'll do as a staff is there's probably maybe three or four learning things we need out of that, where in some games the list has been much longer. But coming out of tonight's game, it'll be a lot more reinforcement on this is what we need to do. There is a laundry list of well-played plays, intelligent plays, mature plays that we need to keep in our game now. And they had gone away from us, and now they're back, and we have to hold on to those. And that's how we'll go about it. We'll show our guys the things that they did very well because they deserve it.
Are you frustrated?
Well, I look at the game at how it was, and it's frustrating knowing how this last month has gone. But I'm more encouraged than anything right now with the way our guys played.
The way Ben Scrivens played his last two starts, two pretty good starts. Do you maybe it's time maybe to kind of let him run with the ball a little bit, or have you?
Yeah, I think it's still a competition going on there. It's they're both working extremely hard. I thought Ben played a hell of a game. Especially at one point there where we got hemmed in our end. We had guys that had been on the ice, couldn't change, and their heart rates were extremely high, and he made a number of saves to keep it close at that point and get us through that shift. So both guys are battling hard right now, and we'll see how they shake out.
Talking about the maturity, Taylor Hall and Ryan Nugent Hopkins in particular must be able to benefit in this loss, but it was still a very well played and hard game, especially for those two players who were factored in the first goal.
Yeah, both guys played well. They both had chances. Taylor had a chance right off the start of the period there on the power play. We got a 2-on-1 out of a set play and just wasn't able to finish. So those things will come back. The finish for Nuge and Yak and Eberle and Halsey, that it just comes back. It doesn't disappear forever. And when that comes back, we're going to win some more games.
What is this?
Yeah, you're exactly right with that assessment.
Is he snake bit, or is tonight it looked like he had a little more chances and more depth than he's had?
Yeah, and Yak, he expects that to go in the net. And from the bench, I thought the goalie had got it. But then it was the post, and it's one thing when the goalie gets it. And, you know, you credit the goalie, but when it hits the post, that's where Yak's frustration is, because that's what he takes great pride in. And I'm sure he's very frustrated, and I know he was. He shook it off and went back out and tried to create some more.
And Adams has had two good chances.
Yeah, Schulze set him up with a grade A chance, and when their goalie makes a great save, he makes a great save.
And Nikita turns back.
Back wasn't good enough to finish, and we had a couple of our lefty men have to take on some large minutes there.
Thank you.